The incumbent is Republican Bob Roses, who is seeking a second term. His challenger is Democrat Pete Peterson. Roses notes Northeast Anchorage is undergoing transformation, promoted by a sizable influx of lower-income and immigrant families.
With the density that we have in Muldoon, it's created quite a bit more of a diverse population out there, which not only has an impact from a cultural standpoint, but has a huge impact on the schools.
Many students are coping with English as a second language, and Roses says the school district has to set up ESL and special tutoring programs. Others simply need extra help. Roses faults the federal government for not helping school districts cover the costs needed to meet the No Child Left Behind standards.
They're not paying the share that they're supposed to pay, so therefore the school districts in the state are having to pick up those portions that the federal government doesn't pay.
Roses says Muldoon's rapidly growing population density has also increased the need for more health care facilities and clinics in the area. He says people need an option besides expensive hospital room visits. Democrat Peterson offers one way he thinks would assist school districts and children needing an educational boost.
I'm in favor of starting a statewide voluntary Head Start program, and I think that would be something that could, in the long run, help reduce our dropout rate, increase test scores.
Peterson also sees improved public transportation as crucial to many Muldoon residents.
The number one complaint I get is the bus just doesn't come often enough. It's just not convenient. So I think if fuel prices do have a tendency to stay high, public transportation should be a little higher priority than what it has been.
Citing residents' concerns, Peterson has made energy costs a focal point of his campaign. On KSK's running program, he charged that during his first term, Roses sided with the oil companies when in 2007 the state replaced its previous severance tax with a profits tax. Roses defended his final vote.
I didn't vote against it because it raised the base tax. I supported the base tax increase. I didn't vote against it because of the progressivity piece in the bill. I actually helped Paul Seaton write that progressivity piece for the bill. What I did vote against were some of the amendments, which one of them was the standard deduction, which did not allow the companies to be able to deduct the full cost of what they had for expenses.
Roses added that he's pro-business, pro-development, and he thought the bill was against the process, and concluded that he'd vote against the bill again. Peterson said the profits tax was good legislation.
Well, the ACES legislation has been hailed as one of the best oil tax laws in the world right now by experts. And so I would have voted in favor of it had I been there.
Incumbent Republican Roses and Democrat Peterson also disagreed over the latter's posting a protest against NSTAR's proposed natural gas rate increase. Peterson's website includes a place where NSTAR customers can signify they're against the company's request. Peterson said it was a chance for consumers to voice their concerns to the Regulatory Commission of Alaska that will decide the rate proposal. Roses said the effort was somewhat misleading because the RCA primarily went by cost factors, not public opinion. He also said the legislature played no role in RCA decisions, and so Peterson's action was misplaced. A final disagreement centers on residency. The Republican incumbent says although Peterson has lived over 20 years in Anchorage, he's only been a resident of Muldoon for less than two. Roses has lived, taught, and run businesses in Muldoon for over four decades. He was also active in the Northeast Community Council for several years. Peterson says his Southside Anchorage residency helps him understand the municipality's needs in general. He also says coaching Little League at Muldoon's Nanaka Valley for eight seasons has given him insights to local issues, plus calling on some 4,000 residences in the last 5 months has given him a good idea of District 19 concerns. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.